Welcome to day 167. We are up to Perek Tes Mishneh Vav, and we're continuing to discuss the mitzvah of Bior. Again, that's when a particular sort of produce is no longer found out in the fields. Animals look for it, they can't find it. Then you have to take whatever you have of that same sort of produce, remove it from your home, and make it ownerless. So sometimes it's obvious when a type of produce is no longer found in the fields, but other times it's not. So the question is, what indicators can we use can help us determine whether a certain sort of produce is still found in the fields or not? So it says Mishnah Vav, Hamalakeit Asavim Lachem, one who collects a moist grass and brings it into their home because that can be used as animal food, then Ad Sheyivash Hamatak, you're allowed to keep it in your home so long as there's still moisture out in the field. But once it's dried out, once you walk outside and you realize that the moisture has dried up, then it's considered that there's no longer any moist grass in the field and you have to take whatever you have of moist grass, remove it from your home and do the mitzvah bior. But Hamagabe Biyavish, but if to begin with you only collected dry grass that could also be used as animal food, then Ad Shetirid V'yashne, you can keep it into your home until the second rainfall of the eighth year, of the year after Shemitah. We know from Maseches Tainis that the rainy season is divided up into three rains. The second one is from the 23rd of Cheshvan, from the end of Cheshvan. Once that rainfall comes, then any dry grass that was still out in the field from the seventh year, at that point it gets destroyed. It's considered like it's no longer out in the field, so you'd have to remove any dry grass you have from your home and do the mitzvah bior. The chap of this first opinion in the Mishnah is that these two different things, or you could call them similar things, as we'll see later, but dry grass and moist grass are considered two entirely different species. It's like apples and oranges. So if you have moist grass in your house, you can only keep it so long as there's moist grass out in the field. Once that moist grass becomes dry grass in the field, now it's a totally different species. It's as if there's no longer any moist grass in the field and you have to do bior. If you only had dry grass to begin with, then you can keep it until a much later date, into the eighth year, because that's when dry grass is still considered edible by animals. Similarly, ale kanim v'ale gefanim, if there are leaves of a reed or leaves of a grapevine, ad she yishru me'avien, if you brought in these fresh leaves into your home, then you can keep them there until those leaves are still found attached to their source out in the field. But once those leaves fall to the ground, then it's considered totally separate. You'd have to remove those fresh leaves from your house and do the mitzvah bior. But if to begin with, you only collected dry leaves from these grapevines or from these reeds and brought them into your home, ad sheterid revi'a shniya, then just like we saw before, you can keep them there until the second rain of the eighth year, because once that rain comes, it destroys any dry leaves that are out in the field. Again, the idea here is that there are two different species, the fresh leaves and the dry leaves. So you can keep fresh leaves so long as there are leaves still attached to their source in their field, and you can keep dry leaves so long as there are dry leaves out in the field that can still be eaten by animals. That's a much later date. Rabbi Akiva is going to disagree with all of this, or at least with the principle. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechulan Achetei Revi'a Shniya. No, in all of these cases, you can keep them in your home until the second rain of the eighth year, because dry grass and moist grass are the same species, they're the same thing. They aren't apples and oranges, they're grass. And fresh leaves and dry leaves are leaves. So long as there are any sorts of that sort of leaf out in the field, that's enough. So if you have fresh leaves in your home and there are still dry leaves out in the field, that's good enough. You can keep them in your home until those dry leaves are no longer edible. So that's going to be until that second rainfall. Now, once we mention the second rainfall, our Mishnah, the next Mishnah, is going to discuss other areas in Halacha in which this second rainfall plays a meaningful role. So says Mishnah Zayin, Kayotebo, similarly, Hamaskir Bais Lechavero, one who rents, leases his home to his friend, Ad Kshamim, but doesn't say when, but instead just says until the rains. Ad Shetered Revi'a Shniya, Halacha determines that to mean the person can stay there until the second rainfall. Because Gishamim is plural, we assume the person meant until multiple rains, so we say that's at least two. Again, it's always better for the person to be very specific until, you know, when the lease is until. But if you're not, Halacha determines that based on, it does the best to figure out what the person meant. In Umdana we call that, we've seen that before, and therefore we assume that is the second rainfall. Similarly, Hamudr Hanam Echaver Ad Gishamim, one who says, I'm going to vow not to get any benefit from my friend until the Gishamim, until the rains, we determine that to be Ad Shetei until that second rain. Another case, ad emasai aniyam nichnasin lepardesos. Until what time can aniyam, the poor, enter orchards or fields to collect their matnos aniyam, to collect their gifts from the poor? We saw a lot about that in Maseches Peah. There's Peah itself, we leave a portion of our field for the poor. Leket, anything that falls during harvest, we leave that to the poor. Anything, shichcha, anything we forget in that initial harvest, we leave that for the poor. So the poor, there are many gifts that the poor have access to. So the question is, until when are they allowed to access those gifts? We're talking, by the way, in years that are not Shemitah years. Shemitah year, poor can enter any field because all of the fields are ownerless. So in non-Shemitah years, until what point can the poor enter a field to collect their gift? So The answer is Ad Sheteir Revi Yashniya, again, until the second rainfall of the next year. At that point, that's still, anything in the field is still considered the crop of the previous year. But once the second rainfall comes, then it's already building the crop for the next year. And at that point, it's really not good for the produce to have people trampling on it to walk in and collect their gifts. So once the second rainfall comes, or the season of the second rainfall, we say that Aniyim should not collect anymore. Then you have to wait until the new crop grows, and then the cycle starts again. So they can collect up until the second rainfall of the following season. Finally, Me'im Asai Nehenin B'sorfin B'tevin U'B'ka. At what point are you allowed to start benefiting from or burning, right, for fuel, straw and stubble from the Shemitah year? We know the halacha is that straw and stubble can be used as animal food, and therefore you are not allowed to destroy it. La'achla, it needs to be eaten by animals. Velo, lehefsed, you're not allowed to destroy it. So you're not allowed to get other benefit from it. You have to treat it with Shemitah. You're not allowed to burn it as fuel. Generally, at what point are you allowed to start using it for that purpose? Says the Mishnah, Mishater Revi Yashniya, from the point that the second rainfall comes, because at that point, again, it's destroyed in the field. The assumption of the Mishnah, which is a very big assumption, is that once you do the mitzvah of biur, right, at that point you'd have to remove the straw from your home after that second rainfall and do the mitzvah of biur. The assumption here is that once you did the mitzvah of biur, it loses its status of Shemitah. You can treat it like any other produce. So you can now get benefit from the straw. You can now use it as firewood. We saw that if there is something that's dedicated during the seventh year as firewood, then it never takes on the status of Shemitah. You're allowed to burn it. So that it seems that the straw then takes on that status. Once you do the mitzvah of biur, it no longer has any kedusha shviyas. That's a big deal. The Mefarshim ask, if that's really true, that's a very big principle. Why is the Mishnah only teaching it specifically by straw and burning it for fuel? It should teach it generally as a principle. So that's a question the Mefarshim deal with. But it does seem that the assumption is, once you do the mitzvah of biur, it removes all of the halachos of shviyas, and you can use it for anything, even beyond food, for animals, for people, or for anointing. That is Mishnah Zion. I'm sorry, we'll continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.